Can we turn back, please, in God's Word to that portion we read from earlier? Prophecy of Malachi and the chapter 3. And it is the verse 16 that I want to take as my text this morning, the verse 16 of Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3. And the verse 16, and it says here, "Then they that feared the Lord speak often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon His name." Let's seek the Lord together for a moment in prayer. And let us each one ask that the Lord might speak to us through His Word today. Heavenly Father, we pray now as we turn to Thy Word, to the preaching of Thy Word, that Thy Spirit would breathe upon us, that Thy Spirit would breathe upon me and enable me even to preach Thy Word. That Thy Spirit would breathe upon each of us and enable us to be good hearers of Thy Word. And Lord, we pray also that we will be doers of Thy Word. We thank Thee for Thy Word. We thank Thee we have it in our own language. Lord, we ask even now as we come to consider Thy Word, we pray that Thy Word might be hidden in our hearts, that we might not sin against Thee, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God's Word in a number of places warns us to take heed and to take care concerning the words that we utter to the Lord Himself. We are only to speak to the Lord words that we really mean. In the book of Ecclesiastes and the chapter 5, in the opening 7 verses, there is a portion of scripture there which exhorts us not to be rash with our mouths, not to be hasty to speak anything to the Lord. Not to promise God something that we're not going to carry out. That particular portion tells us it is better not to vow than to vow and not to pay. For example, what we say to God in prayer, whether it be in the private place, or whether it be in the public place of prayer, what we say to the Lord in prayer ought to be carefully pondered. What we say to the Lord as we sing His praise in the hymns and the psalms that we sing, again, we ought to be so careful what we say to the Lord as we sing His praise. There are words that we are so familiar with. We can sing those words, "My Jesus, I love Thee. I know Thou art mine. For Thee all the pleasures of sin I resign." We can sing the words so easily, but do we really mean them? We are not only to be careful as to what we say to the Lord, we are also to be so careful what we say about the Lord, whether it be in our hearts, or what we say about the Lord to others. God takes note of our words. Here in this passage in Malachi chapter 3, in the verse 13, the Lord, through Malachi, rebuked the people of Malachi's day, the people of Israel, concerning the harsh words which they had spoken against God. In verse 13, the Lord, through Malachi, said to the people, "Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Their words had been harsh. They had said things against the Lord which they should not have said. The people denied this charge. In verse 13, the latter part of the verse, we read, "Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee?" And so the Lord, through Malachi, had to specify what the people had said against him. Verse 14, "Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts?" The people had said it is a vain thing to serve God. They had said it was no profit that they had walked in obedience to him. The child of God today, as the world looks upon the child of God, many times the world thinks, "Oh, it must be a vain thing to serve God." But what a terrible thing when the child of God says it is a vain thing to serve God. Remember the psalmist in Psalm 73? He looked back to a time in his experience when, as he put it in Psalm 73 in the verse 2, his feet had almost gone. He went on to explain that he had begun to envy the foolish, the prosperity of the wicked, their seeming lack of trouble in this life, their pride, the fact that they spoke against God and they seemed to get away with it. And for a time, in Psalm 73, the psalmist acknowledged that he actually said, "I have cleansed my heart in vain." It was not until he went into the sanctuary and he began to see things from God's perspective that he realized it was no vain thing to serve God. And you read the Psalm 73, he came to the place where he realized, yes, the wicked, those who go on in their sin and will not repent, they might seem to get away with it in this life. But what a terrible eternity they are heading to. What a terrible eternity they are going to have if they continue in that pathway. And then he looked at himself as a child of God. And he realized, no matter what sufferings I may have to endure in this life, I'm headed for heaven. God is my portion. And I'm going to be with him forever. The people in Malachi's day, they had to be rebuked for looking at things from a wrong perspective and actually saying it was a vain thing to serve God. In verse 15 of Malachi chapter 3, we also learn, "And now we call the proud happy." This was the attitude of the people that had to be rebuked in Malachi's day. They were calling the proud happy. "Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered." They were saying, as it were, God rewards wickedness. That was not the case. That was a lie. That was because they were looking at things from a wrong perspective. And they had to be rebuked for speaking wrong words about God and against God. But as we move into verse 16 of Malachi chapter 3, which is our text this morning, the prophet highlights another group of people. A group of people who were not speaking wrong words against God, but a people who were speaking about God in a very honorable way. Verse 16 of Malachi 3, "Then they that feared the Lord speak often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. I want us to think about this group of people that are highlighted in our text this morning. First of all, we want to think about their character. Verse 16 says, then they that feared the Lord. Toward the end of the verse again, they are referred to these people as them that feared the Lord. Here are a people who are described and distinguished as a people who feared the Lord. Not the people who had a slavish fear or dread of God and His judgment as once they would have had. But a people who feared the Lord in the sense they had a reverent fear of God. If you turn back for a moment to the book of Psalms, the Psalm 89 and the verse 7 is a verse which calls us to fear and reverence the Lord. Psalm 89 and the verse 7. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. This is the sort of fear that these people in Malachi 3 and verse 16 were characterized by. A reverent fear of God. They had a reverence for his name and for his person. And my friend, today it is only the saved sinner that can have this reverent fear of God. You may be in this meeting today unsaved, unconverted. And you might say, well, I have a fear of God. I have a reverence for God. And yet you have not demonstrated a godly fear and reverence of God. Because God commands all men everywhere to repent. And you have not repented of your sin. You have not come as a sinner and asked God to forgive your sin and receive Christ as your Savior. But here were a people in Malachi 3 and 16. A people who truly feared and reverenced God's name. In fact, if you look into chapter 4, and verse 2 again references made to these people that fear or reverence God's name. Malachi 4 and the verse 2. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And these people are contrasted with those who are mentioned in chapter 4 and verse 1 who on the judgment day are going to be burned up. You're either one who truly fears and reverences the Lord because you have turned from sin and trusted him as your Savior, or else you're one that ought to fear and dread his judgment because you're still unsaved. And then your sin. Proverbs chapter 1 and the verse 7 declares that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And if you truly fear the Lord, you will come and turn from your sin and trust Him as your Savior, and you will be made wise unto salvation. There are many examples of people, not only a group of people such as we read of in Malachi 3 and 16, but as we read through the scriptures, we read of individuals, and they were characterized in this same way. They had a fear, a holy reverence of the Lord. Just turn back for a moment to the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah and the chapter 1 and the verse 11. Because we discover in Nehemiah chapter 1 and the verse 11 that Nehemiah was a man who feared the Lord. He had a reverence for God. Nehemiah chapter 1 and the verse 11, Nehemiah is praying. He's praying to the Lord concerning the situation in Jerusalem. The walls that are broken down. The people who even had escaped of the captivity and were back in Jerusalem. And it says in Nehemiah chapter 1, in the verse 11, as Nehemiah prays, O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name. Nehemiah describes himself and others who were praying to the Lord at that time as those who desire to fear thy name. Does it not indicate to us then, as God's people today, if we truly fear and reverence the Lord, we will spend much time in prayer? Praying to God concerning the people of our day, the people of our district, the people in our families, the people in our congregations, the people in our land, the people in this city, the people in this island, if we truly fear God's name. It will be seen in our prayer lives. In Nehemiah chapter 5, in the verse 9, Nehemiah rebukes certain people in Nehemiah 5 and 9 because they were not walking in the fear of the Lord. Their behavior was not demonstrating a fear and reverence for the Lord. Nehemiah 5 verse 9, also I said, it is not good that ye do. Ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God? Because of the reproach of the heathen, our enemy. Ought ye not to walk in the fear of the Lord? What they were doing was not good. They were not walking in the fear and the reverence of the Lord. Is there something in our lives that it would have to be said to us that we're not walking in the fear, the reverence of our God? Now later on in Nehemiah chapter 5 again in the verse 15, Nehemiah was able to say that he as governor refused certain benefits that he was entitled to because of his fear of God. And again, the emphasis is upon his fear and reverence of the Lord. Nehemiah 5, verse 15. But the former governors that had been before me were chargeable unto the people, and had taken of them bread and wine, beside 40 shekels of silver. Yea, even their servants bear rule over the people. But so did not I, because of the fear of God. Nehemiah's whole life, everything he did was characterized by the fact that he feared and reverenced the Lord. And if we profess to be the Lord's today, our lives too. Every aspect of our lives, every avenue of our lives ought to demonstrate that we fear and reverence the God of heaven. If you're not saved today, there's a verse in Matthew chapter 10, in the verse 28. And it says there, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body and hell. If you're not saved, you ought to have a fear, a dread of God and the coming judgment. Because you're still in your sin. You need to turn from your sin today and receive Christ as your Savior.
Very quickly, let us move on in the second place, back here in Malachi 3 and 16. Not only to consider the character of these people, they feared the Lord, but I want us to think about their conversation. We've already said that what is said of these people in Malachi 3 and 16 is a great contrast to what was said about the people in the previous verses, the people who had spoken against the Lord. What about the conversation of these people in Malachi 3 and 16? Then they that feared the Lord speak often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Here were a people who spoke often one to another. Maybe someone tells you that you speak too much. It's not always wrong to speak often to others. Here were a people who feared the Lord and they speak often one to another. And of course that is linked to the fact that they thought upon God's name. It is true in the book of Proverbs, the chapter 10, and the verse 19, that we learn that in the multitude of words there wanteth not sin. That is, the more we say, the more likely it is we will sin with our words. And yet at the same time, here are a people in Malachi 3 and 16, and they are being commended for speaking often one to another. Because obviously they were talking about the Lord in an honorable fashion. They were speaking to one another about the Lord. They feared the Lord after all. They reverenced the Lord. And their conversation about him was the product of thinking upon his name. You see, what we think upon in our heart will come out in our words, whether it be good or bad. Matthew chapter 12, in the verse 34 says this, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance or the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Verse 35, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. What we think upon in our hearts comes out in our words. Thus this people in Malachi 3 and 16, they thought upon the Lord's name. And of course the Lord's name speaks to us of his person, his character, everything about him. They thought upon his name because they feared him, they reverenced him, and then they spoke to one another about the Lord. About what they had thought concerning him from his word. Back in Deuteronomy chapter 6, in the verses 6 and 7 we read, these words, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. There is no place where you cannot speak about the Lord to others. Whether it's speaking to a fellow believer about the Lord, or whether it's speaking to an unconverted person about the Lord. When we think of God's commands, they teach us about him, that he's a holy God, that we are sinners, that we need Christ and his salvation. Here were a people, and their conversation was marked by speaking often one to another
Obviously about the Lord. The one whom they feared. The one whose name they thought upon. What about our conversation today and every day? As God's people, how often do we speak about the Lord to one another? How often do we speak to the unsaved about the Lord? You know, as I conduct my visitation as a minister, there are certain people that I can think about, and they stand out in my mind because it's not very long into the conversation until they're speaking about the Lord and about His Word. Oh, there's many legitimate things we can talk to one another about. But how important that we talk about the Lord. Ephesians chapter 4 in the verse 29 gives us this exhortation, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. We can minister grace to others by talking to others about the Lord. Again, if you're not saved today, what about your conversation? Maybe you do ask others about the Lord, about the things of God. That's good. But you know, if you're honest, maybe there's much in your conversation that you'd be ashamed of. Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 and 37 tell us, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. And if you're not saved today, if on the judgment day you're still out of Christ, your very words will condemn you. Never mind your sinful actions and your sinful thoughts. How important our conversation is. There's one final thought about these people in Malachi 3 and 16. Not only does this verse highlight their character and their conversation, but it highlights to us in the third place that the Lord considered these people. Verse 16 of Malachi 3. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. Now, of course, the Lord knows all things. He sees all things. He hears all things. But you know, these words in verse 16 are so interesting. That the Lord hearkened and heard what these people were speaking one to another about himself, and a book of remembrance was written before him concerning these people, what they thought and what they said. You can take the time when you go home to read in the book of Esther, the chapter 2, first of all, the verses 21 to 23, where the king Ahasuerus, two of his chamberlains, they were wroth with him and they had sought to kill him and plotted to have him put to death. Mordecai found out about this plot. He told it to Esther, the queen. She passed the message on to the king. And when the plot was investigated, those two individuals were put to death for the plot. And we read that that particular matter was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. Later on in the book of Esther, the chapter 6, the verses 1 and 2, we read of a night when the king could not sleep. And he asked for this book of records of certain events to be brought and read before him. And what had been written about that particular event revealed that Mordecai had exposed the plot, that nothing had been done to reward him about it. The point is the king had recorded in that book certain events that he wanted to take special note of. And here in Malachi 3 in the verse 16, the King of Kings, the Lord himself, he hearkened. He heard what these people were speaking about himself, and he had it carefully noted down. A book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and had thought upon his name. Would we be happy today for the Lord to make a careful note of all that we talk about? I would suggest in all our hearts, if we're to be honest, there are certain things that we speak about in our conversation we would not want the Lord to take careful note of. And yet the Lord knows all things. Someday we're all going to stand before the Lord. And the books are going to be opened. And thank God, if you're saved today, your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation chapter 20. And the verse 15 tells us that whosoever was not found written in the Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire. There's only one way you can know that your name's in the Book of Life. If you've turned from sin and trusted Christ as your Savior. That same passage in Revelation chapter 20. It tells us in the verse 12, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the Book of Life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works." Their works which are recorded in the books that will be opened. What a blessing it is to be saved. To know that Christ has taken the judgment that we deserve for our sins. What a terrible thing to be out of Christ. To stand on that day. The books to be opened. You to be judged forever for your sins. Oh, in light of what we've considered today in Malachi 3 and 16, about the character of these people, about their conversation, about the consideration that the Lord gives to them, let us pray and labor as God's people to be marked as those who fear and reverence the Lord. To be marked out as those who speak often about the Lord because we're often thinking upon his name. And oh, if you're not saved today, think about the Lord. Realize he is one to be feared. And realize that at the same time he's a God of mercy and grace. If you will come and acknowledge your sin, forsake your sin, and trust him as your Savior. May God write his word upon our hearts this morning for his name's sake.